The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM or 680 AM. But if you want to stay up to date, maybe you're away from the radio dial, download the Odyssey app. It's free to download, free to listen. You can even listen on demand with the rewind feature. So stream anywhere, anytime. You can even listen in, or I should say on demand. Dennis Fuller's producing the program for us. Glad that he is with us. My company, as he is each and every Wednesday on the program, is, of course, the MC of Fun and Games here in the Memphis area. He's the host of Writer Than Right Trivia. It's on the Jeff Calkins Show tomorrow, Thursdays at 10:30. He's also the host of 901 Wrestling. His website, CerritoEntertainment.com. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
How are you? Greetings. It's another Wednesday after the rankings, and it's a double rankings week because we've got Selection Sunday just a few days away for college football. I'm excited to get into that. So much sports going on, as Jeff Calkins pointed out. A historic time that we're in here for Memphis sports, where everybody's playing well at the same time, or at least seem, we have the impression. Yeah, they're all playing well at the same time. That's the sentence, right? That's what we can say. Everybody's.
Yeah.
I mean, the Grizzlies tried to ruin that last night, but the season ended today. Everybody would be in the postseason.
Maybe I'll have to check off at the line, because, of course, it's buy, sell, short, or grow to Reddit Wednesday. And I think it's an interesting question, because I'm with you in this sense. And maybe this is where we'll start. Does it feel like the best time? And so that's a great question. That'll be the question that we'll ponder. We'll also get into Grizzlies from last night. We'll get into Tigers. They take on La Tech tonight. Get into some college football rankings. May save college football rankings for the next segment based on what we talk about here in the open. We will get into the list. It's National Signing Day, allegedly. And I kind of want to get into some of the stories. We'll take a look at where the Tigers are ranked. We'll see how the local programs of interest have done as well. We announced a new country, but a country that's been honored before for Memphis in May. So we want to talk about that a little bit, because it's also in the news. Also, Lincoln Riley. I've always been kind of woke on Lincoln, if you will. A lot of times he throws his name out there. I'm like, he can't get that job. There's a job that he's thrown his name out there for that he can get, but I find very fascinating to discuss. So I want to do that with you. We'll do that during the list. CJ Hurt going to join us like he does each and every Wednesday. We'll talk. Last week he told us he wasn't planning on watching Ohio State, Michigan. His beloved Wolverines. We'll figure out.
I hope he did.
I mean, he was also mentioning wanting to watch, I believe it was the South Carolina women's Iowa State women's game. That was an absolute bloodbath. So the one game that he thought was going to be a good game ended up being a bloodbath. His team, the Wolverines, end up having probably the upset of the year. I guess Northern Illinois, you can make the argument over Notre Dame, but we'll discuss that with him, talk some Grizzlies as well. And Kevin, we have not had a don't tell these story, tell your story that has had me this fired up in a very long time.
Wow.
So I'm going to make sure we
tune in for the whole 2 hours today.
I'm very fired up about that, but let's also fire up some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right, Kevin, let's ponder that very topic that you're discussing. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. This feels like the best time to be a Memphis sports fan.
I'd sell that immediately. You know, I jump in. It doesn't take me long to ponder some of these questions.
Yeah, so I'm in agreement. So let's ponder this question. Why? Because I'm selling it.
Here's the thing, right? So it's being... It was the Jeff Calkins column that really what got this out there this week. That's where I saw it. It was
Jeff,
from our colleague Jeff Calkins.
Jeff obviously talked about it on Monday, but
I believe he wrote.
I think it was like his Thanksgiving column. It's like being thankful for how good they are, how good all teams are right now.
Because historically, yes. So the moment is that the Tigers are ranked in basketball and football, which has happened before, but does not happen very often, where they're both at the exact same time ranked. It typically does happen often because what's going to be interesting
is
if the basketball team ends ranked.
Sure.
Quite often, Tigers are ranked early and they fall out of the rankings.
There's been a nice trend of at some point you're going to see like a 10 next to the Tigers' name, but it doesn't end that way.
Right, exactly. So this is the time of year because that's when football is also playing. So football and basketball both ranked and the Grizzlies are in what would be considered a playoff season. So if the season ended today, the Grizzlies would be in the playoffs. They're not in the cup, right? They're in the cup.
So no, I guess they're officially done with the cup.
So I guess there's a new ceiling to raise. We'll mention it over there to Calkins that like really that's what is really going to be the best is when the Grizzlies are playing for a cup. Tigers and the Grizzlies, or both Tigers teams are ranked. So like that is a new top level to try to achieve to, right? But right now, does it feel like the best? No. You're wondering why. Why is that? Well, the Grizzlies keep losing, even though they're still doing great. If you look at the standings and if you look at the overall what they're doing fine. They're on the right path, depending on who you talk to on as far as playing time and stuff. But still, they're on the right path. And the basketball team, you know, Penny's got to prove it. So, like, it's like we don't want to get fooled necessarily yet, even though Maui was fun.
I think it's fair to say this.
And the basketball and the this football team underperformed.
This is about as good of a start as they could have. Like, if I would have said they're going to go 7-1 to start the season, every person signs up for that.
Yes. Oh, no, I have nothing bad to say about the Tigers' start. I got my hopes up. I talked about it last week, right? We were talking Maui, 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 like we were reviewing Moana 2. But that's past us. We're moving on. And
that, I'm sorry, 6-1 start.
Yeah, the Auburn loss, Auburn looks great. Bruce Pearl looks great. What happens when you match up with that team, or at least to me, anytime you match up with the Bruce Pearl team or a team that's coached by somebody who you've once said should probably be the coach of the Memphis Tigers, right?
Sure.
You see where they're at?
Someone at some point in time you've had the eyes for.
Right. And Bruce Pearl's that guy. I thought he should have been hired. He was he was at one point the poor man's John Calipari, but now he is doing better than John Calipari. And he would have been a great fit at the University of Memphis, right?
Yeah.
So when you see the win,
he certainly would have had all the elements that make Tiger basketball successful, like winning. But
the personality,
he embraces the salesman element of
the chip on the shoulder.
Yep.
They're out to get me, all that. So, you get to see what he's doing on the other side, it makes me realize at least with that final score that we had last week, feel like we still got some ways to go in the Penny Hardaway era. Like, could everything break right in March and the Tigers do something? Yeah, I think that's still definitely possible, but it's yet to be seen. That's where the basketball team is. The football team, as I just mentioned, they're doing great, but they're underperforming under the current situation. So how do you get excited about that? And then you look at the Grizzlies like, well, yeah, the Grizzlies, this is going to be, I think, the story of the season. It's just kind of started, right? But, like, constantly the grit, and that's how the NBA is always up and down, roller coaster ride. But this season in particular, I think the topic's going to continue to be playing time after what we saw last night. But
sure,
we'll get into last night's discussion. But why is it? Because it's just, we don't yet necessarily believe in Penny Hardaway's Tigers just yet, even though we're optimistic. Football team underperforming. The Grizzlies, it's the NBA season. So it depends what day you ask me how excited you are for the Grizzlies. The day after a loss like last night, it doesn't feel like it.
I guess this would be my theory. So you tell me if you dig this.
All right.
My theory is that the evolution of all sports has been trending towards being postseason sports. And they're largely defined how you think about a season. By turning college football into more of a national sport rather than a regional sport, we have turned it into a postseason sport.
Right. Well, and the playoff setup is
correct.
Is put such an emphasis on the postseason.
And I think with Tiger football, even though you can maybe rationalize by saying, well, the unbalanced schedules really set it up for Army to play in the title game. The fact that you had Seth Hennigan for 4 years as a 4-year starter, and you have what is likely to be, or what's likely been, the highest paid roster, at least of the last 2 years. Maybe Tulane's got a higher paid one, but you're clearly ahead of everyone else. The fact that you can't even compete in this diminished, that you can't play for the title in this diminished version, I think is annoying to people. I also think with college football in particular, it's such a sport that's driven by, you know, there's a limited amount of games. And when you have all these games that no one really cares about, it makes it tougher to get excited. And then I think with the Grizzlies, I think part of the problem is in the 6-game winning streak, you kind of in the back of your mind is like, yeah, they should have won all those games. Like I think they were favored in 5 of the 6, and I think the one they weren't favored in was the Philly game, and Philly's an absolute dumpster fire. I kind of equate the Philly game to like the Tiger football win against Florida State. Like, that was, they should not have been the underdog in that game. So you have these games where you're not really sure, like, are you ready to buy in and say that this team is a contender in the West? And then you have last night. It's why, like, last night, we're going to talk about it. Last night to me felt different because you made an interesting point about, well, with the NBA season being as long as it is, like we used to always say, you know, season doesn't begin until Christmas. Last night felt a little different. Last night felt like, okay, this was a big game. There's a big environment. I don't even really think it was the Cup. I think it was the Dallas just showed out for that game. And so you're also playing the defending Western Conference champion. So that was a test in of itself. But I think what it really is, it's kind of like wake me up when the playoffs start, wake me up when the tournament starts. Because I definitely think with Tiger basketball, if you're someone that says, how is this any different than last year? I disagree, but I don't think that's an insane position to take. We have seen Penny Hardaway teams get big wins and then fade. And so I don't believe that's what this team is, but
I mean, I would answer that. If somebody said, how is it different? I would say, well, these are bigger wins than last year. So that's last year there were some big wins at the beginning, but these are bigger. So
I
that
think
gives
there's
you
also maybe
more hope.
I think there's maybe a little bit of this. They're big wins, but they're not happening at home. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
so much of sports is your experience with it. Maybe like the community aspect, like being in the game, feeling that. And I think with the Grizzlies, there's clearly some PTSD from how it went with the Lakers series. And then last year was just a disaster that everybody wanted to check out on, and rightfully so. Yours truly, hand up. Like, last year's the first time since Ja's been here, and obviously him being hurt played a huge role in this, but man, it was such a chore to watch the Grizzlies. Like, they just were not fun. It wasn't a good watch. It was a chore to watch the Grizzlies. That's not the case right now, but I still think you're at the point with the Grizzlies where this core, it's now, you're in the achievement portion of your career. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter that you've been on the come up, if you will. It's now a show me period of time for them.
Right. We've got breaking news this hour about the University of Memphis football team. So I want to know, ask you, Jeffrey, here live on the air, get your reaction.
All right.
Does it change your opinion? Because the Tigers are bowl bound officially to the Frisco Bowl, the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl. We just got Scooters Coffee here in Memphis. Oh, what a great partnership here. Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl coming up. They will play West Virginia officially 8 p.m. on December 17th. It's not that far away. It's one of the pre-Christmas bowl games here on ESPN. But the Tigers versus West Virginia in the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl.
So Brett McMurphy, who's very good at bowl projections, he had Memphis and West Virginia matched up, but I want to say it was in the First Responder Bowl, which is that, like, it's another bowl game in the Dallas area. So he got the metro area correct, but he got the bowl game incorrect. When you told me Frisco Bowl, I was a little confused at first because now I can't keep up with tie-ins like I once could.
Well, yeah, of course not.
But Frisco Bowl's the one that's played in the whatever MLS team.
Toyota Stadium is the name of the venue. So,
so it's in a soccer stadium with not a great
environment. Oh, don't tell 901FC about this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it was in the plans to build something like this. Although it was like a 25,000 seater.
So they're allowed. So the Dallas, the FC Dallas is allowed to have football games in their soccer stadium.
Correct.
But they won't let you do reverse. It's not a two way street.
Yeah.
Here. It's
soccer fields are bigger, or can be.
Sure.
I also have always found that weird, but I guess that maybe it shouldn't be because baseball is not a standard. But it's like the soccer field's not standard everywhere. The AAC always...
So the construction of the Liberty Bowl should have factored in 901FC. Yes. Made the field area bigger so you could get some soccer.
There we go.
All right, but anyway, back on track. Toyota Stadium.
So the AAC always wants their better teams matched up with the power conference teams.
Right.
Because they view that as like a showcase. I'll say this. This is a good draw if you're someone who enjoys beating a power conference team. Because West Virginia's lame. They've already fired their coach.
The coach has been fired already.
Correct. He got fired on Sunday. I presume you're going to have an overwhelming amount of opt-outs in this. So this is a nice draw if you're someone that cares about the Tigers beating a power conference team.
It's looking like it. I have not followed much of West Virginia this season, but just it says something about where the Tigers are. So like if we could spin it to the topic, like yes, Memphis had a great season historically. You would have taken this season over so many other Tiger football seasons, right? Like as far as the end record, but
they're 20-5 the last two seasons, right? Am I doing that math right?
If you got the record, but as we're finding out, especially the people down there in Boca Raton have found out, the it doesn't matter what your record is; it matters who you beat, and that's a whole nother story. But West Virginia is matching up with so West Virginia is ending their season in the same spot that the Tigers are,
correct?
And they're firing their coach. So,
correct.
Like to me, that should not saying Memphis should fire your coach because you're in the Frisco Bowl, but it should line up. What are your expectations? What are your standards of this program if the team you're playing has already fired their coach going into the bowl game? And so just
a matchup with a ton of juice. I'll say that.
It's got a lot of win potential because I've just seen here's some of the scores.
I think this is fair. I think the Tigers will be a significant favorite. I have no idea. When you fire your coach, everyone leaves. And they didn't have like the world's greatest roster to begin with.
That's true. He didn't bounce another job or anything.
Correct.
It's not like the assistants trying to play for a job.
Right.
Like Silverfield once did.
And they're making plays I think West Virginia's probably going to rewind the clock a little bit somehow, some way. Like Jimbo Fisher's name is leaked to that. Rich Rod reportedly possibly going back, but his team's in the Conference USA Championship game. So you have that. Like there's kind of the thought of turning back the clock, going back to, while Jimbo's from West Virginia, it's not like, Rich Rod that's kind of going back to the glory years. But that's a setup where, I mean, to me, this is like the game where you hear the story of fourth team walk-on that's like a West Virginia kid that's just staying, and he's going to wind up starting at quarterback because everybody's left.
It seems like, as I look at what West Virginia did this year, Jeffrey, they seem to be getting worse as the season goes along, which does not, you know, you don't see that very often. I mean, they started okay, but then you're getting blown out by Kansas State 45-18. They barely beat Arizona. They beat Cincinnati by a touchdown, but then Baylor beats them. The end of the season, this is the score here. This is how they're ending. 52-15 last week. Last weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, against Texas Tech. So Texas Tech, 52-15 final score.
There's a reason he got fired on Sunday.
Yeah, that was it.
Correct.
Because that was an embarrassing loss. So it interesting. At least it's a different bowl. I don't want to hear Birmingham Bowl again. Most Tiger fans don't want to hear the same destination.
I will say this, though. The difference with the Birmingham Bowl this year would be you get to play in the newer stadium. But the Tigers played there when they played against UAB. But Birmingham Bowl, when you had to go play in Legion Field, like it wasn't like the world's like most inspired situation.
Well, just like Mobile, Birmingham. There's certain destinations where the Tigers been there, done that so many times. So let's go to Frisco. This is a drivable destination for the Tiger fans. Dallas, always one of those underrated, kind of close to Memphis places. You can do it in a day.
Yeah, but you also have multiple airlines.
You can fly there easily. So, like,
fly Southwest, or you can, if you want to be bold, you can fly American.
And there might be one of the best cities you could draw for. If you're not going to Atlanta, like, you want to go to Dallas or Charlotte, right, out of Memphis International, you know you can get there.
Okay, so
but you don't want to drive to Charlotte.
All right.
This is a good destination here.
So, obviously, my stance on cold weather would eliminate me. But would you rather, one of the possible destinations was the Fenway Bowl. So the game that's actually played at Fenway Park. And
that sounds awesome. I think at one point.
But now, you almost every year, I feel like I've turned that game on. It's like an ACC team that does not care against an AAC team that does care. And it's like slightly snowing. So
right.
I'm in the camp of absolutely not. Like, I can't do that. Like, I can't be cold. But Boston is an awesome city.
Yeah. No, Boston's an awesome city, and it's obviously it would be an awesome venue to play in. So
it is always weird, though, when you have football games in the baseball stadiums. But everybody's on the same sideline.
But you just do it once, right?
Like, no, hey, it's a gimmick.
One time. It's definitely a gimmick. The video game type of level that you're
for sure
trying to unlock to be able to play at Fenway Park, but just to say you got it, right? So I would say yeah, that would be fun. That would be a fun one. It depends. If you're Silverfield, you don't want that. You want this very easy to get to game in decent weather against a team that's on the downward spiral. So it's a great draw for him.
Let's be clear: a team that's only there so they won't get fined.
Right.
West Virginia, if could, would opt out of the bowl game, but then they wouldn't get the bowl money, so therefore they're there.
So they're going. And how about this? One of my favorite, we joke about it, it's also one of my favorite things now about, if I could try to find something I like about bowl season, obviously I know your favorite thing about it, Jeffrey, is betting, right?
Correct.
Because it is
Spreads. It's such a
fascinating, the best time, really, my favorite thing also. Like, March Madness gets a lot of, gambling attention. But because you're filling out a bracket, but filling out a bowl sheet is a lot of fun.
I'm also receiving word. This is potential breaking news. Tim Murray's going to be on the call. So Tim does bowl games for the sideline. So Tim will be on the call for he'll be on the sideline reporting for this game.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
And it's potential that we might be carrying the game as well.
Oh, okay.
So
that's December 17th. West Virginia's earliest bowl game they've ever played in.
I think also coaches would probably, if you're not going to be in a big one, I think you'd prefer to be in an early one.
That is on December. That's a Tuesday. So I'll be here right here in studio on that Wednesday to recap what happened at the Frisco Bowl. That's only, it's very soon. It's very, very soon. Don't ask me to do the math live on the air. But I was talking about the sponsorship.
Brad also saying no Grizzlies game that night either.
All right, so there's a great chance we've got.
There is a tiger. Oh no, okay, yeah. I was making sure.
All right,
yeah, Tigers play the next night in Charlottesville.
Great, so it'll definitely have the attention of the city. But so, but one thing is the sponsorship name changes is always interesting. I think there's, is there still a Jimmy Kimmel one, or is that starting this year? I can't even remember.
Kimmel is done with
the Las Vegas Bowl. Was
it? No, his was the LA Bowl.
LA.
Even though he's got his comedy club in Vegas.
He's a Vegas guy, yeah.
I believe that was because ESPN owns the LA Bowl, and Kimmel had always said he wanted a bowl game, and so they ESPN's like, well, ABC, here you go.
But if you're Scooters, you're gonna get it's gonna be a good sponsorship for you, I think, because they're new into the Memphis market, and here you go, they got Memphis as one of the teams. Scooters is the one that's the old CK's, I think, there on Poplar. What's one of the drive-through coffee places, right? So we've got.
Wait, are you talking about the one in Poplar and Perkins?
Poplar across from Joe's Liquor.
Oh, yeah, Midtown one.
They tore down that CK's and they built the Scooters Coffee. So it's one
I'm
of the
just saying, if there's anyone out there at Scooters Coffee, I'd love to promote your product if you wanna get involved here.
Yeah, if you are tuning in, bring some by right now.
Yes, absolutely.
But there's that place. I think Seven Brew is the other. The other place that's a drive-through coffee place that's in Memphis, it's a big trend nationally, and we're just now, it's hitting the scene as per usual, a little behind here in Memphis, but Scooters, great deal for them. I'm happy for Scooters today because we're going to talk about them.
That could be our new tagline. Memphis, it's a little behind, but it's here.
It's here. It arrived. Yeah. I mean, it's arriving here before a lot of places, but... anyway, so Memphis versus West Virginia. It's got us all off track. We still, I guess, do not have a Liberty Bowl matchup. Are we waiting on what's the rumored?
So most of these, I guess maybe now it'll leak because now you don't have the, what it used to be was everyone was waiting for the Access Bowls, the New Year's Six, if you will. And then it kind of had to. But that was dependent on
trickles down on where
that was dependent on the rankings. Well, now that we don't have that anymore,
we may not know till Sunday, Monday.
No, I mean I think you're going to start to see more bowl matchups leak early. So Liberty Bowl, I've heard Arkansas. I do not know who the Big 12 team will be. Let me see if McMurphy.
We got it. The rumors on that, but we're probably. Well, I mean, championship week shouldn't change, or will it? I don't know. We'll talk about the rankings from last night's controversial college football rankings, somewhat absurd college football rankings towards
the bottom. So McMurphy's got Oklahoma and TCU. So a classic Big 12 matchup.
Oklahoma. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I was listening to Harold Grader there on the Gabe Kuhn show, really talking about Oklahoma, so a potential rising potential. Oklahoma would be interesting. Arkansas obviously would be great. I think.
So right now McMurphy's got them slated to play Pitt in the Birmingham Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, we got. There's not many. Are there other bowl matchups that have been announced? I have not seen.
So we've had. Tim announced it yesterday. South Alabama, Western Michigan, in the artist formerly known as the Camellia Bowl, which is now the IS4S Salute to Veterans Bowl. Of course, rolls off the tongue.
That's what I think that we're going for there. Yeah.
Correct. These are the only two. This is the second matchup that has been announced. Memphis and West Virginia.
Right. The bowl season starts in 10 days, kicks off with the Cricket Celebration Bowl.
Yeah, that's the HBCU game.
In Atlanta. And then the Veterans Bowl,
yes,
the Salute to Veterans Bowl you were talking about is also the same day. And then, boom, it's Memphis.
I think we also have Army-Navy that day as well.
Yes.
But it's not a bowl game, obviously.
Yeah, and that's played in Montgomery. So then Memphis plays the next on the 17th. So they had to get this one announced because you've got very little time.
Also, from Pete Thamel, West Virginia starting linebacker Josiah Trotter is entering the NCAA transfer portal, he told ESPN. I do not think that will be the last person that you hear about entering the transfer portal. Also, while we're just going through some news.
Well, last thing on the bowls real quick is that we still have not adjusted the mindset of that these playoff games are happening before Christmas. Like, that to me is something I have not, they're all going to take place before Christmas. Like, we're in a late Thanksgiving. The latest Thanksgiving can possibly be on the calendar was this year. And here we are into December. We got late Thanksgiving with an early playoff
start. It's a quick turnaround.
It's all quick.
Well, and also
that all starts on December. We're 16 days away from the playoffs starting.
I also have not made this adjustment to your point. It used to be bowl games before Christmas were like the bowl games you didn't want to play in.
There was and this is going
to
be
now. Everybody wants to get, like, if you're not going to be in a big one, everybody wants to play their bowl game early and be done so they can get back in the portal.
Get it in this tax season. I don't know, we're about to get these January again.
Get in the portal and improve.
But yeah, because there are a few other ones. Boca Raton, the New Orleans Bowl, of course, which is a
special place,
a legendary pre Christmas bowl.
I'll never forget the
New Year or Christmas Eve Hawaii Bowl, of course.
One year I was watching the New Orleans Bowl with my dad. This is like way after Memphis had played in it. And the director of the New Orleans Bowl said, we like to think the Sugar Bowl really compliments us well. They viewed themselves as a higher. I was like, you don't even have the second and third decks open. Like, let's keep it classy there. Also, Patrick Taylor, a little bit of news, former Tiger, has been added to the Niners active roster from the practice squad. The Niners also put Kevin Givens on injured reserve. There's another IR guy. And they also signed former Vanderbilt Commodore Keyshawn Vaughn to their practice squad. So if you're a running back, you might be having your agent calling the Niners and saying, hey, you got a spot? All right, let's take a quick break with all that news. But we're going to get into, let's talk Grizzlies, let's talk Tigers. Was last night the worst loss of the season? We'll discuss that next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Hey, Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
So tonight we've got trivia.
Indeed. Where at?
Well,
it's always happening throughout the city.
Yeah, we got trivia every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But tonight, every Wednesday, we're at Ghost River, their tap room on South Main, where it's Wing Wednesday as well, half off wings on Wednesdays. And they got the new Wing Order wings
back
there. Yeah, so you'll check that out. But tonight, it's St. Jude week. $1 for every beer sold tonight at the tap room will go to St. Jude. So if you're thinking about coming out playing some trivia, you can help out St. Jude at the same time. So $1 for every drink tonight at the Ghost River Tap Room will go to St. Jude. Want to make sure y'all know that. We've got trivia also happening in Midtown at Celtic Crossing this evening. We got music bingo Hampline's Tap Room, and then down in South Haven at Dan McGinnis. And it's the holiday season, so we got a lot of Christmas events happening. Quizmas is underway with holiday-themed trivia and Christmas music bingo. So CerritoEntertainment.com. Get that full schedule of what's going on.
You mentioned also with like late Thanksgiving, everything. I don't know why. Like, it's race week. I know it's St. Jude Marathon week, but it doesn't feel like it. Or is that just me?
Yeah, I don't. It's the late Thanksgiving. You usually have that buffer week.
Yeah, there's usually
a whole week in between
it. Yeah, but we went straight from Thanksgiving to December, so that's got
it. Feels like it outside.
Yeah. Well, today's a little bit better. Yeah, the last 2 days, your boy was miserable.
Woo.
I was wearing long johns, like, underneath. Like, as someone who doesn't work outside, I was still wearing long johns.
Right.
That was where I was. All right, let's continue our buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah, an extended edition, because we had that breaking news about the Tigers.
So, for those of you just joining, it has been announced the Tigers are bowl-bound, which obviously we knew, but they now have a destination. The Tigers will be taking on West Virginia at the Frisco Bowl, the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl. Did I nail it?
Yes, you got it. That's it.
So Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl, Tuesday, December the 17th. It's a standalone game that night on ESPN. No Tiger game, no Grizzly game, just Tiger football. So they will have the calendar. They'll be the first-ranked team to play during hashtag bowl season. All right, let's get into some Grizzlies, though. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Last night's loss to the Mavericks, in which they blew a 15-point fourth quarter lead and compounded with several mistakes, critical mistakes. Last night's loss was the worst loss of the season. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit.
Worst loss of the season.
In my mind, off the top of my head, just doing it this way, the Bulls loss followed by the Nets loss. Those were brutal.
Yeah, well, the Nets loss, definitely going into it. Last night, didn't feel like it was going to be the worst loss.
No, in fact, I think that's part of the story.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm sitting there in the third quarter going, this is going to be a nice win. Like, right. I never said it out loud, but I definitely thought to myself, like, heck yeah, this is going to be nice. There was even a moment up 15 where I was like, Kevin, I don't know if this stuff's going to break the right way, all the 85 different conditions that we needed, but I was like, they could maybe do their part and beat them by 24 or more. Like, I was thinking, like, all right, at a certain point, maybe you could run them out of the building and then they just wave the white flag and you try to get that point differential. But obviously, not meant to be.
Right. Well, yeah, look at... So, I'm selling that. I'm selling that. I don't think it was the worst loss of the season. And if I understand it correctly, which I try to. Shout out to Eric Hasseltine. I'm tuning into the game right here on 92.9 ESPN last night. Listening to the radio call from Hasseltine. And he's setting the stage at the start of that game, explaining how the Grizzlies can get the wild card in the NBA Cup, right? I'm like, all right, let's hear it. He explained it.
Eric read all of the fine print.
Right. It sounded like he knew what he was talking about, but it also sounded like my daughter, when she's giving me the rules of some made-up game that she had.
Correct.
It was like all this convoluted, like, if this, you do this, then this, this,
sweetie,
and that.
Let's just play. I'll figure it out.
Right.
When you start doing that move, yeah, right. I'm not going to understand any of this, so let's just play and see if I can go along.
And that's the problem with the NBA Cup. I still think it's just a little too... Let's make it a little bit easier.
All right, so I'm looking at the schedule. I'm looking at the schedule. Here are the ones that I think would qualify, because we can talk about the cup too.
Sure. No. Let's jump in. I want to talk about worst. I think we need to keep a season long rankings. By the way,
correct.
This
is important.
Coming back to this,
you got to power rank your losses. Everybody knows that.
Because at the end of the season, you've got to point to somewhere to blame. It's like that. There was that cold night.
Mm-hmm. You can remember where you were.
Right.
All right. Bulls Nets games that I mentioned. The home games. The second Nets game, that was like a game that a team shot the ball well and you lost. Like, that one was not as aggravating. There was the Lakers loss in LA when they had the lead and blew it. Then you also had the second night. Remember we had the Denver doubleheader, if you will?
Right.
And they won the first one. The second one was the cup game. No Jokic, no Jamal Murray, and the Nuggets popped them on that second one. That one, I think, is up there. And then last night, for different reasons, is why I'm with you. I'm selling it.
Well, it's on the road is why I sold it.
100% with that. Also, every other game we're talking about, I guess you can make the argument the Lakers at the Lakers, but the games to me that are the bad losses are the ones where you were so clearly the better team and you just got beat, honestly, because you didn't take it seriously. Like, to me, those are the bad losses.
We've yet to experience a scenario like what the Nets game was.
Correct.
So, if you go back to that,
maybe that second Nuggets game, like you could say, because of who was available to play for the Nuggets. But the
injuries at home, when the other team's on a back-to-back, you're not. Like, they're terrible. And there's a lot of... But, yeah, so
last night, you played the Mavericks at full strength. By the way, like, shout out to Dallas. That building was lit.
And you don't think it was because of the cup?
I don't think it's because of the cup. I do actually think now the Grizzlies with Morant, they're an attraction.
Right, I do think so. I think, yeah, I agree. That's going to get a different vibe from the crowds.
I'm not saying it's the same as LeBron and Steph, but I do think you get more people.
Yeah, more people and more people who don't come all of the time, who are hyped there to see the talent that is.
I do not think it was the floor, although, so I get what FanDuel's doing, the FanDuel Sports Network. That's, let's be real, what Diamond Sports is doing. FanDuel's just lending their name.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I have found myself wondering what are the real sponsors on the floor versus what are the graphic sponsors on the floor. Because last night,
I did that too.
I saw the FedEx. And maybe it's because it just popped on that blue floor.
Right.
I'm sitting there going, wait, FedEx is sponsoring American Airlines Center, but they're not putting it in there. I was like, oh, that's a graphic. It's like, oh, it's a graphic. They're clearly sponsoring the Grizzlies broadcast. But I was like, wait a minute. They took their name off our jerseys and they went, They're sponsoring the floor in Dallas?
Yeah, we're all too busy being concerned about AI and how
Correct.
It's impacting in everyday life.
I'm pretty sure that Kroger graphic's not real.
The technology we see on these courts, I'm always ads work on me. I'll see your ad. I'll see your ad and think about it, because I was watching one game over Thanksgiving.
Well, and we're also getting, and I know why Diamond's doing it, because they're having to make a lot of revenue because they're trying to stay in business. But we are getting, like, there are some games where they'll have, like, one graphic on the floor that is an ad.
Right.
We're getting dangerously close to, like, minor league baseball stadium walls.
My own? Yeah.
Obviously, AutoZone, but, like, when you get a walking billboard. We're getting into NASCAR
territory. NASCAR is what you think about. Like, NASCAR was the only sport, really, at one point, and then, you know, you slowly let it, give it an inch, and then all of a sudden, like, we've got a flood. The dam is broken.
Correct.
And at some point, they're going to have to make regulation and scale some stuff back. You would think, but you know,
let's just say this: it's a cluttered floor.
It's very cluttered. They couldn't pay attention. I was watching Calipari lose on Thanksgiving, and
the Illinois game.
Yeah, and I was like, the court is sponsored by the organic brand of food at Kroger. It was like the Simple Truth brand was on the court. I was like, this is Kroger's section.
We're getting into the niche in-house brands.
Right. Yeah. Was the sponsor of that
right.
game.
This was a private selection.
Yes.
This was, what is it, Simply Fresh?
Simple Truth, I think.
I'm pretty sure Aaliyah had some Simple Truth butternut squash frozen the other day.
That's because it was because of that advertising.
Yeah, I'm sure she fired that one up. But, like, it is one of those ones where I don't know if also I paid more attention to it because essentially the floor was acting as its own blue screen, and so the graphics really popped. And I'm, like, wondering, I wonder if, like, the people, like, the execs were like, hey guys, we got a blue floor.
Yeah, we got
we got to make sure we're really using all this ad space because it's gonna pop.
The green and blue.
Like, cause I gotta imagine it's hard on some of those like actual like wooden floors, like the color, particularly with the Grizzlies who have that lighter shade. Like it looks like kind of like ash wood. Hey, I can imagine those graphics don't pop. But hey, we got a blue screen. We gotta fill it up, y'all. We gotta sell some ads.
They gotta pay the bills. But the cup is over. The cup is done. Right
for the Grizzlies.
The cup, it's still gonna be happening. For your national coverage, you're going to see who's the favorite to win the cup. Do you have any ideas?
Last night to me is not the worst loss, I did find myself deflated. There was something about last night, and it wasn't like I just decided, more times than not, you kind of know a big game when you see it. It's kind of why I've taken my war on marketing. Like I can do it unless it's like a gimmick market, like golf. Driver marketing speaks to me. Twist face. It helps minimize your miss. This driver's got jailbreak technology. Oh, I need that. So that kind of marketing speaks to me. But when you're just kind of insisting this is the cup because of the cup, it's like, that doesn't really work on me. But when you watched last night, like the crowd, everything, when Fish is doing the, I know you were out working, but and you probably couldn't hear, but Fish was doing the opening bench report. And you could tell, like, Fish couldn't hear. And it was, like, loud.
Yeah,
and the environment was great. And obviously, the opponent matters. Luka was on the floor. Kyrie was on the floor. Klay's on the floor. Like, it was full strength. It was good versus good, as much as the Grizzlies can be at this point from a health perspective. And so, like, you could just tell from the jump, like, oh, this is going to be a big game. And part of the problem that I've been having with this team is I feel like I do this almost every single year, where I ask myself, like, is this team good? And I don't mean in the sense of, like, is this a playoff team? I mean, like, can I get my hopes up that if things break the right way, this team can play for the West? And I think, like, in the third quarter, you kind of started to let yourself go that way. And it's not like anything that happened in the fourth quarter says that they cannot. Like, for God's sakes, it was December the 3rd. But I think it made you realize, all right, there is a difference between, to me, like there's a difference between where Dallas is right now and where the Grizzlies are right now, because I really felt like when the game got tight, man, the Grizzlies got tight too. And you just saw like the Mavs did not.
Yeah. And the Grizzlies are still trying to figure out some stuff, right?
Yes. I think there's also like an experiment in the lab aspect. Yeah.
And so, I mean, and during the break a minute ago,
Guys to play when?
Right, I'm checking Twitter, and we've got official 929 ESPN account retweeting Zach Lowe, pondering, you know, what is Memphis going to look like as the season goes on, right? Because we know Ja's going to be on the court, it's supposed to be in for the most minutes in the big time situations, and same for Bane, and same for Jaren Jackson Jr. So we got those three, and he's pondering, like, we still don't really know who rounds out the true
for sure
five for the end of game moments, start of game moments, and that's all, and it's injuries playing a part of it right now. But you know, who's going to get where in the rotation? And until the Grizzlies figure that out, I feel like, to answer your question, they're not necessarily good, but hopefully they can figure that out by the appropriate time and get things rolling.
Right.
But, injuries are preventing some of that.
And I think a big part of it, like, okay, it's like they were the football team that they were Ole Miss. Like, their non-conference schedule was cake. They were beating people by a lot, and they looked impressive doing it. But it's like, all right, it was kind of like the Kentucky game for Ole Miss. Like, it was their first real test in which they had game pressure, and they didn't really pass it.
Right. No, that's, yeah. I do see that there's that feeling there, because you're saying, like, you could tell from the crowd and the atmosphere that this was a big game. It technically was a big game because it was in the cup, right?
Yes,
and
because
you talked about the conference.
Excuse me, the Emirates NBA Cup.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, you're
we're
opponent.
big on brands here.
Yeah,
that don't pay us.
Yes. So there was a lot of factors, but if you count on last night's the true test, and that's one way to look at it. Like, is this really the first game of the season that the Grizzlies didn't really have a built-in excuse?
Yes.
And that you're put to the test against a quality opponent.
And, like, let's be clear.
Yeah, it's on the road in the NBA, so losing it, I'm not going to, like, it's going to happen. But
I don't think he's going to be remotely as frustrating as Dylan. But Marcus Smart is going to have those games where you're just going to get so frustrated. And last night was one of those.
Yes, of course.
And, you know, the saving the ball out of bounds, what are you doing there? The foul on Luka. I know, like, Harrington says that was the one that was the most frustrating. I just get, and maybe this is a me problem. I get it. You got elbowed in the face. But there's a minute left, and it's a one-possession game. I can't stand when guys get elbowed in the face, and then they have to sell the call that's not going to come. If they don't blow the whistle, they're not all of a sudden going to be like, oh, well, he's standing around making a scene. I'm going to blow the whistle now. Like, keep right. playing defense. They wound up getting a wide-open three because it was 5-on-4. And, like, at that point, had the Grizzlies probably lost it? Yeah, probably. But at the same time, they could have missed. Like, they didn't have it. There was no law that said that three was going in. Now, I'm convinced when it was 5-on-4, that three was 100% going in when it left his hand. But there was nothing that said that you couldn't get a stop. And then I think this is going to be something that's going to frustrate us throughout the year. And it's partly because it's work in progress and we have no idea and we won't know until we see playoff basketball. But we are going to get frustrated by the fact that they are working the rotations the way that they are. Because Jeff's point was, hey, man, when the game, the starters are the ones, the best five are the ones that lost the lead. And that's true, but I would also argue we've seen enough NBA games that say, hey, man, they were kind of doing like a standing eight count in the fourth quarter when the Grizzlies are up 15. Who's to say if you don't have your best guys in that you don't just knock them out there and they wave the white flag? That happens all the time in the NBA. And so I guess if you really want to spin zone it, this would be the argument. It's good that they're getting the game pressure and that they're like they can build on it, whatnot, and not make the same mistake.
Gotta get the experience.
I just found last night, and maybe it's because, like I said, I was considering a really big win. I just found the fourth quarter just the most frustrating 12 minutes of the season by far. I think that's where
was that the most frustrating?
Yeah. It was certainly the most annoying because it really did feel like the Grizzlies lost it more than the Mavs won it. And I'll tell you one thing I don't care about. I did not care about the free throw disparity. I thought the Grizzlies were fouling.
Well, then, yeah, they should call it.
Yeah. Right. I did not. There wasn't a.
Quite a few fans reacting.
I guess if you want to say, like, hey, there were some calls that could have gone the Grizzlies' way, like, okay, but, like, man, every time the Mavs got to the line, I didn't think it was a miss. All right, let's quickly do this one and then take a break. We'll get into the college football playoffs during the list. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. The Tigers can prove this team's different tonight against Louisiana Tech.
Well, I think to me they've already proven that they are different.
I know you're texting me, but I've said it on Monday. I did not think the Auburn loss was the same thing as the Villanova loss last year in the Bahamas.
Right, and
I thought it was more. It's like I just left going like Auburn's really damn good.
We've got a. Because you can compare it. You can compare last year to this year. I do. For some reason, if we're talking on feeling, which we often do, it feels a little different. It feels a little different. And tonight, yeah, I think it's definitely a proven ground. Let's see it, right? Let's see it.
If you are what I think you are, don't fart around this game.
Let's see. What's the spread? Do we have a spread?
11.5.
We have 11.5 points. Well, they should hopefully win by more than that. That's what I want to see. So that's
and I'm not saying like if we get back tomorrow and we find out that, you know, La Tech hit, you know, 23s.
Then that's not a problem.
Right.
The score, like, final score doesn't matter.
I mean, we can say like were they open threes or whatever. Yeah. Like, but I think we're going to know, like, last year's team had a tendency in these types of games to just kind of like absolutely go through the motions. If this team comes out, like, it's part of the reason why.
Now, how do you come? Like, you just went to Maui and we talk about the hype of last week.
Yeah.
But, from playing
first
Bruce
back
Pearl,
at home, yeah,
Bruce Pearl, Tom Izzo, and the UConn, the champions, mm-hmm. Dan Hurley. Like, how do you come to like this? It's definitely a different situation, but you're at home.
Correct.
Should help the fact that I am guessing Tiger Nation, as we like to call it, will be out in force today. You want to talk about the Dallas crowd last night coming out to see Ja. The Tiger fans should be excited after what happened last week.
And they've only had two home games so far. That's the other thing. Right. It's like we're, you know, normally at this
haven't
point.
Haven't been overexposed by a bad schedule yet.
Yeah, we've not gotten there. All right, let's talk about those college football rankings. I've determined who I think the biggest loser was last night. We'll talk about that and more. CJ Hurt coming up during hour number two. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.